by greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. This coming week, the American people will celebrate the annual Thanksgiving Day Festival. But some, or perhaps even many, are asking the question today, why should we be thankful? We are looking at all our problems as a nation. This skyrocketing bank failures with a recession which is ongoing, which might still end up in a depression. We are doing worse than we have been doing for many, many years. Dollars are being printed, which obviously will lead to an inflation, and on the list goes. Why should we be thankful? To begin with, I'd like to talk a little bit about the history of Thanksgiving Day. And I'm quoting from one of our free booklets. And all our booklets are free, free for the asking. And if you want, you can have a copy of this absolutely free. Just contact us for one. It's entitled, Is That in the Bible? Man's Holidays and God's Holy Days. And I'd like to quote from this booklet a little bit what we say about the history of Thanksgiving. The first observance of the Thanksgiving festival in America occurred in early November or December of 1621, when the governor of Plymouth Colony, William Bradford, appointed a three-day feast. That observance was established to show gratitude to the Almighty, as that difficult year drew to an end and the harvest was plentiful. We go on to say, following that first observance, the colonists continued to celebrate days of Thanksgiving annually, in recognition of the blessings received of this new land. The first Thanksgiving to God in the Calvinist tradition in Plymouth Colony was actually celebrated during the summer of 1623, when the colonists declared a Thanksgiving holiday after their crops were saved by much-needed rainfall. We go on to explain that this day has been preserved and continued by presidents of the United States who believed in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Bible, as a source of national greatness and integrity. In 1789, America's first president, George Washington, issued a Thanksgiving proclamation in honor of the new Constitution. He stated, "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." A little later in our article, we point out, in early July of 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg had occurred, taking some 60,000 American lives, and President Lincoln traveled to the battlefield 4 months afterwards in November to deliver the Gettysburg Address. He later explained, "When I left Springfield to become the president, I asked the people to pray for me. I was not a Christian. When I buried my son, the severest trial of my life, I was not a Christian. But when I went to Gettysburg and saw the graves of thousands of our soldiers, I then and there consecrated myself to Christ." Moving words, these, which bring tears to your eyes if you just visualize the scene. And as a consequence, as we go on to explain, on October 3, 1863, President Lincoln proclaimed the last Thursday of November as Thanksgiving Day, a day set aside to give God thanks for the blessings he continued to bestow upon America. President Lincoln's Thanksgiving Day proclamation, which was passed by Congress, stated the following. I will just quote some excerpts from it. "The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful years and healthful skies. To these bounties which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fall or fail to penetrate and soften even the heart, which is habitually insensible to that ever-watchful providence." A little later in the proclamation, he said, "No human counsel has devised nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, and while dealing with us in anger for our sins, has nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged, as with one heart and one voice, by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea, and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And this proclamation was repeated for the following 75 years by every subsequent president, until in 1939, when President Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt, moved Thanksgiving Day up 1 week earlier than had been tradition to appease merchants who wanted more time to feed the growing pre-Christmas consumer frenzy. Folding to congressional pressure 2 years later, Roosevelt signed a resolution returning Thanksgiving to the fourth Thursday of November, as Congress in 1941 permanently set the fourth Thursday of each November as America's National Day of Thanksgiving. So if you wanted to know how we came to the point of celebrating Thanksgiving on the last November, or the last Thursday in November, it goes all the way back to President Lincoln. And he was able to express Thanksgiving in the light of hardship. And for a true Christian, there's absolutely nothing wrong in participating in the celebration of Thanksgiving Day, but we should do it with the right spirit of understanding that our thanks need to be expressed to God, to the one who gives us all our blessings to enjoy, and to be thankful for that. The Bible tells us to give thanks God in everything and for everything. Yes, even for trials, for hardship, because we understand that trials serve a purpose too. They make us stronger. They give us more sympathy and empathy for others who might be suffering. The Bible also tells us that when we are in need, that we should come to God in prayer, make our requests known on high, but do it with thanksgiving, always remembering the blessings which God has given us, and understanding that others probably suffer a lot more than we do. And when we do that, then we are told that the peace of Christ can be in our hearts. As long as we follow the lead of God, as long as we are obedient to what God tells us, not those people who Paul is addressing the book of Romans in the first chapter who knew God, but they refused to glorify God and give him thanks, and as a consequence, their foolish heart was darkened, we read, and they ended up in all kinds of wrong concepts and ideas. No, the Bible tells us that we should be thankful. The Bible tells us not to worry about the things which are happening in our lives, those physical things, perhaps even the question, where's our next meal coming from? Because as long as we have our priorities straight, Christ is telling us, don't worry, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. God will take care of you. God will provide. Let us also in times of financial and economic hardship not forget, when we keep the Thanksgiving Day festival this coming week, to give thanks to the one who gives us all the blessings we enjoy. And when we do, we can be rest assured that God will be pleased. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.